Thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name is John. This is a recorded call. Am I speaking to Kimberly?
Hello?
Hello? Yes.
Oh, I think we lost him.
I'm here. Can you hear
hey,
me?
Hey, John, are you there? Yeah, we can barely hear you, John.
Can you hear me now?
Very
a little
low.
Better.
Yeah, a little bit better.
It's very low?
Yeah, since your mic volume is kind of low. We can hear you, but it's low.
Is this better?
Yeah, that's much better. Yes, whatever you did is better.
Better? Okay,
yes,
perfect.
Sir.
Thank you.
So I have Kimberly Baltazar on the line.
Oh, take the call. Thank you for your transfer. I appreciate
okay,
your help.
You.
Hi, Kimberly. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. My name is John, and I'm a case intake specialist for the Depo Provera lawsuit. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit?
Sure.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to help you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
And I'm sorry to hear that. The law firms we work with are interested in helping you get compensated for damages. If you meet the criteria towards the end of our call, I'll have you sign the agreement between you and the law firm and a request for medical records so they can begin working on your case. Before I go any further, I do need to ask, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or even signed documents with another law firm? Are you willing to affirm that's true?
Yes, that's true.
Okay. And you're an adult, over 18, you could file this claim for yourself since you are the injured party?
Yes.
Okay. And you're both a resident as well as a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
And what type of meningioma did you develop? Was it in the brain or was it the spine?
The brain.
Okay. And could you provide me the approximate date of your diagnosis?
I was diagnosed on September 8th, 2018.
Okay.
Sorry, my AirPods are dead. Sorry.
No, it's okay, Kimberly. You're doing great. So if I understand correctly, you were diagnosed with a brain meningioma, and that would have been September 8th, 2018?
Yes.
Okay. And do you remember how they found the meningioma? Did they find it through a CT scan, an MRI?
I had both, actually.
You had both. Okay, thank you. And then the next question is, could you provide me your date of birth, please?
Date of birth is 7/5/89.
Oh, you're just after July 4th.
Yes.
Okay, so I'll confirm that the date of birth is July 5th, 1989?
Yes, that's correct.
Thank you, Kimberly. Do you happen to know anyone else who's received Depo injections and also developed a meningioma?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Not personally.
This next few questions are going to be based on your usage of Depo Provera. Do you recall using the brand name Depo Provera?
Yes.
And do you know which injectable you used? Was it the Depo Provera? Was it the Depo Sub-Q Provera?
It was Pfizer.
It was Pfizer. Okay. Thank you. Okay, and then you did use Depo Provera for at least 1 year, is that right?
Yeah, I actually used it for about 3 years.
Okay, and then can you confirm you've had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay, and then the law firm does ask for the approximate dates you were on receiving Depo injections. Could you provide me the start date when you started, approximately?
So I started in July 2015.
Okay.
I'm not sure the exact day, but I know that was the year and the month.
Okay.
And then as soon as I started getting the side effects, which was about September 2018, I stopped.
Okay. So maybe just before your diagnosis, I'll say September 1st is when you stopped, 2018?
Yeah, that's about accurate.
Okay. And then what I did is I put for start date, I put July 1st, 2015.
Okay. That could be true.
Okay. And it was a meningioma, unfortunately, is what you were diagnosed with. And can you confirm your gender?
Yeah.
Could you confirm your gender for me?
I am a female.
Thank you. And what about your marital status?
I'm divorced.
Okay, thank you. And then your spelling of your first name, is that K-I-M-B-E-R-L-Y, Kimberly?
Yes.
And Kimberly, do you have a middle initial?
J.
J, okay. Job. Thank you. And the last name I have, it's Balthazar, B-A-L-T-H-A-Z-A-R, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And then do you have a suffix to your name, like a junior, senior, first, second, or third?
No.
Okay. All right. And then I mentioned to you that you'd be signing a request for medical records. Could you provide me your social so we could put that social on that form?
627-10-2260.
Okay. Can I repeat that just to make sure I have it correct? 627-10-2260?
Yes, that's okay. Correct.
Great. And then I mentioned that you would be signing the agreement towards the end of our call. Any forms that you sign, I'll send you copies to your email address. And I have an email address being KimberlyJoy89@iCloud.com.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And just to make sure I have it correct, I'm going to spell it out. It's K-I-M-B-E-R-L-Y, like your spelling of your first name. And then Joy, that must be your middle name, J-O-Y.
Yes, it is.
And of course, and it's 89@iCloud. All right, and this phone number that appears on my caller ID, 832-547-4020, is that your smartphone?
Yes.
Okay, great. It might seem as if we're all signed, doing this interview, signing the agreement between you and the law firm, and then signing the request for medical records. But there is one final step, and that's called a case verification call that occurs between you and the law firm. It's a quick call, Kimberly. Mm-hmm. They just want to verify that you have received depo injections in the past. You are harmed by the injections, meaning you are diagnosed with a meningioma. And lastly, they do want to get your verbal permission. It's okay to start working on your case and request medical records. So that's a case verification call. It generally occurs within a day or two. It could happen today, but maybe at the latest Friday. What is the best time that you can be reached by the firm? Would that be morning, afternoon, or evening?
Afternoon would be best.
Okay, thanks. I will make a note of that, Kimberly. All right, now I'd like to ask your address, please.
15814 Ridge Rock Road.
Oh, you know
Missouri
what I'm
so? City,
can you? I'm going to ask the repeat the numbers. I'm sorry. Was it 158?
Yes.
Okay, 158 Ridge Rock Road.
15814 Ridge Rock Road.
Oh, 15814 Ridge Rock Road. Okay, that's what I knew I got it wrong. And that's in what state?
Texas,
okay. Ridge Rock Road. Is that one word, Ridge Rock, or two words?
Yeah, it's one.
It's one? Okay. That must be Missouri City, Texas?
Yes, it is.
Okay, perfect. Is that a house by any chance?
Yes.
Okay, so there's no apartment number or unit number?
No.
Okay. All right, Kimberly. Now the next set of questions are medical questions. The law firm would like to know, who was the doctor that diagnosed your meningioma?
The doctor that diagnosed me was Dr. Charles Geyer.
And could you spell Geyer for me, to the best of your recollection?
G-E-Y-E-R.
Okay. And did you get this diagnosis on a hospital setting?
Yes.
Okay. And I did find a Dr. Charles E. Geyer. He's in Pennsylvania, actually. Was he in Pennsylvania?
No, at the time he was here in Texas, in Sugarland.
In Sugarland? Okay. Let me see if I can find him. Oh, yes. Okay. I found him. Okay. Charles E. Geyer. Yeah. He looks like he was an oncologist in Houston, Texas. But also, what was the name of the hospital that you were diagnosed at?
Houston Methodist Sugarland.
Oh, I found it. Okay, that's at 16655 Southwest Freeway, Sugarland, Texas, 77479.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, give me one moment, please. All right. So it's Houston Methodist Sugar Land Hospital. And it was Dr. Charles E. Geyer. And I do see him as an oncologist at that hospital. So that works. Perfect. MD, comma, oncology. Okay. And then the address, let me just copy and paste that. That was 16655. Did you also get treated at the same hospital?
Yes.
Okay, great. Let me make a note of that. Okay, treat. And it was Houston Methodist. Did you have the same doctor that treated you, or did you have a different doctor?
Well, I had a different neurosurgeon.
Oh, you did? Okay.
His name was Dr. Franco DeMonte.
Give me one moment here. I'm going to ask for that spelling in just a moment. Let me just finish what I'm doing here. One second. What I'm doing is just getting a phone number for Sugarland Hospital. Oh, there it is. Okay, it's 281. 274-7000. Okay. All right. And now I can ask for the doctor, the neurosurgeon, Dr. Franco, did you say?
Yes. Last name, DeMonte.
DeMonte.
D-E-M-O-N-T-E.
I found him. He was easy to locate. Dr. Franco DeMonte, neurosurgery. And I see he's also at the same hospital. Okay. You must have been in very good care.
Yes, they were very good.
Okay, thank you. All right. All right, the next question is, so that covered, just to recap our questions about the name of the doctor that treated you. First, the name of the doctor that diagnosed your meningioma was Dr. Charles Geyer at Houston Methodist Sugarland Hospital. We got the address and phone number from the internet. And then Dr. Franco DeMonte, a neurosurgeon at the same hospital, he treated you. Did you happen to have a cancer diagnosis before your meningioma?
What do you mean?
Were you diagnosed?
Well, I mean, they died.
Were you diagnosed with? I'm sorry. Let me just summarize. Let me repeat the question. Did you get a? Were you diagnosed with a cancer before the meningioma was diagnosed? In other words, did you have a?
No, I didn't get actually diagnosed until they ran the CT scan and the MRI.
Yes, I understand. Okay, but no, the question is whether or not you had a different cancer diagnosis before your meningioma.
Oh, no.
Okay, okay, you'd never had cancer up until the meningioma, which is really a tumor.
No, never had cancer before.
Okay, thank you. Okay, that's important. All right, and do you recall the name of the doctor that prescribed Depo-Provera to you?
Yeah, his name was Dr. Blonder.
And how do you spell that name?
Blonde with the R at the end.
Okay.
Dr. Blonde. B-L-O-N-D-E-R.
Okay. And do you know where he was located? Was he in Sugarland, Texas?
He was in Sugarland too, but it was a different office. I can give you the address to that if you need it. I don't remember the name of the actual facility.
No, it's okay. I found the Dr. Brian J. Blonder. Brian with a Y-A. Yeah. Does that sound right to you? He's a gynecologist?
Yeah, that's him.
Okay, thank you. One moment, please. Okay, and then what was the name of the facility that Dr. Brian Blonder was affiliated with, or where you may have got your depo injections?
It was like a suite building with different offices. I don't remember the name of that building.
Well, was it at his office then?
Yeah, it was at his office though.
Okay.
I don't remember like the name of the.
It looks like It looks like he has an office. From the internet, Dr. Brian J. Blonder has an office at 16545 Southwest Freeway, Sugarland, Texas. It looks like it's right down the street from the Houston Methodist Sugarland Hospital.
Yeah, it was Suite 150.
Suite 150?
I don't remember that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, I found it. Okay, that's him. I found Suite 150. I was able to confirm the address. Okay, perfect. Let me make it over. Suite 150, Sugarland, Texas. Okay, and then I've got his phone number, 281-242-1400. Did you receive these injections while at his office?
Yes.
Okay, great. Okay. In other words, you didn't go and get injections first get the medicine from like a Walgreens or a CVS near you. He administered.
Well,
I
got the injections. I did use CVS Pharmacy.
Uh huh. Where did you get the injections? Mostly at his office?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And if you, what was the name of the CVS Pharmacy, that you would have gone to? Was it in Sugar Land?
No, I went to the CVS by my house. It's on Cartwright Road.
On Cartwright Road?
Yes.
I found it. 1610 Cartwright Road, Missouri City, Texas?
Yes.
Okay. But you mostly got the injections at the doctor's office, at Dr. Blonder's office?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And Kimberly, I thank you so much for being patient through these questions. We're getting close to wrapping up. Do you happen to have any medical records that can confirm your diagnosis or your treatment?
Yes. You'd have to request them. I don't have them on hand.
Okay. You know they're there at the hospital or with the doctor's office?
Yes.
Perfect. Perfect. That's good. Thank you. Okay, great. And let me make a note. Receive... mostly received depo injections depo provera injections on site at doctor's office and on a few occasions at CVS. When you got the injections from CVS, did you administer the injections yourself?
No.
Okay. Okay, so mostly received Depo-Provera injections on site at doctor's office, and on a few occasions picked up injections from a local CVS store. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, and you already answered this question. You know that medical records are available at the doctor's office. All right, the law firm does ask for an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that they can continue a case for your loved ones. Typically, they only contact your emergency contact if you're unable to be reached for an extended period of time. Who would you like to list as your emergency contact, and does that person live with you?
Let's see, who can I list? I don't really have very much family. I can list my mother.
And does she live with you?
No.
Oh, no, okay. And that's your mother. And what is her name?
Her name's Debra.
Is that with a D-E-B-R-A or D-E-B-O-R?
D-E-B-E-R-A.
E-R-A. Got it. D-E-B-E-R-A. And does she have the same last name as you, Baltazar?
Yes, she does. Yes.
Okay. Okay. That's B-A-L-T-H-A-Z-A-R. And your mom's phone number, please.
346-319-2000. 8947.
Okay, thank you. Would you happen to know her email address?
K. Oh, you know what? Oh, she has a different.
If you don't, that's okay.
I don't know her new email address.
Okay, no problem. Unknown email. Okay, 1 second. I'm just going to put unknown@email.com. And do you know her address?
Yes, 6803.
6803?
Mm-hmm. Chasewood Drive.
Chasewood Drive. Is that one word, Chasewood?
Yes.
Okay.
Missouri City, Texas. 77489.
Found it. Okay, thank you. Let me just copy and paste that. Okay, looks like we're almost done here. I do want to cover one question that I asked your approximate, the dates that you approximately used, the approximate dates you used DEPA Provera, and we said 3 years, right, between July 1st, 2015 and September 1st, 2018. And that answers this next question, which is, did you use DEPA Provera between January 1st, 1992 through present date? The answer is yes, because it was after January 1992 and before the current date. Does that sound right to you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Yep. Kimberly, thank you for being patient through these questions. And I know that this is unfortunate circumstances that brought us together, but I do want to let you know that you're about to get legal representation from a very reputable firm, very experienced. They are interested in taking your case on a contingency basis. What contingency means is they don't get paid unless they're successful in getting you compensated for damages, okay? If they are successful, you get 60% of the amount recovered, and the firm keeps 40%, which is very standard, very normal for a mass tort or for a personal injury lawsuit. They've got to make money, unfortunately.
Okay,
so I just want to recap our questions, because what you can expect is you're going to get a text message from me in a minute or two, and that text will have a link to the forms that sign electronically. Have you ever signed forms electronically through your phone?
Yes.
Okay, good. It'll go by quick then. All right. So, unfortunately, you were diagnosed with a meningioma September 8th, 2018. Your date of birth is July 5th, 1989. You did consume the brand name DEPA Provera, made by Pfizer. You did receive the injections for at least 1 year, actually 3 years. And you can confirm you had 4 injections prior to your diagnosis. You were able to confirm.
Right.
That you did use DEPA Provera during the qualifying period. That would have been after January 1992 through present date, specifically July 2015 to September 2018. I've confirmed you're filing this claim as the injured party, female, divorce, Kimberly J. Baltazar. We confirmed the spelling of your first name, your middle, and your last name. We've confirmed your social. We've confirmed your email address, your phone number. You're aware that there is the case verification call that'll happen sometime between now and the next 24 to 48 hours. We confirmed your address. We gathered the information about the name of the doctor that diagnosed you, the name of the neurosurgeon who treated you, and we also gathered the information of the doctor that prescribed DEPA Provera. Everything looks good on my end. I'm going to send you that text, and you should receive it in just a moment. And once we finish signing, you and I will be done, but don't forget about the case verification call.
Okay.
Okay, did you get the text?
Yes.
Excellent. So you want to click on that link first. You'll have to agree to SMS messages, and then you'll have to agree to electronic records and signatures. And then you can actually start the signing process by following the yellow buttons, like start, and then continue. When you hit finish, let me know, okay? Because that's my cue to do one final thing on my end.
Oh,
Oh, you have a great singing voice.
Thank you.
Do you sing Christmas carols too?
No, I actually hate Christmas music.
Oh, do you really? Oh, sorry.
I hate it.
Oh, geez.
I like Christmas movies.
Oh, nice.
But I can't stand Christmas music.
Oh. All right, so you're going to watch Home Alone?
Oh, yeah. Home Alone, Santa Claus. Yeah.
Very good. Nice.
Yeah.
I like the Grinch.
Okay, I finished signing it.
Did you? Okay, good. Give me 1 second here. Oh, yes. I see that you have finished signing 976-925-96. Okay. So what I'm doing now is I'm sending you a text message from my direct office line because I'd like you to always have on record who was the person that helped you get signed up to participate in this lawsuit. And then also, what is the name and the phone number to the law firm that's supposed to be taking your case, okay? So the name of the law firm is actually Pulaski Kirker. You probably saw that in the agreement you signed. But you're going to get a call from their managing agency, which is actually A4D. And they're going to call from a 909 number. And just in case, I'm going to send you their name and phone number and my name and phone number by text message to you. So you always have that. And in a few seconds, by now you should have received that text message.
Got it.
You got it? Okay. So that's me. I'm in Irvine, California. That's my direct number, 949-274-7510. That last sentence is, be on the lookout for a call from the law firm Pulaski Kirker. It's actually, A4D is the name. A4D is the name of the agency that will call on behalf of the law firm. Okay, I just sent you that text. So basically the phone number is a 909 area code. So when you see that flash on your phone, that's your cue to like take a minute or two to do the quick verification so they can agree to work on your case. Kimberly,
okay. Is
there any questions I can answer for you?
Not that I can think of right now, John. I appreciate you.
And I appreciate you, and I'm so sorry to hear about the diagnosis, but you're in good hands now. This law firm will get you justice in the form of compensation for damages. That should include past and future medical bills, pain and suffering, and even loss of income that might be attributed to, like, missing work for treatments, you know, doctor's visits, things of that sort. So that's what they'll work on for you, okay, if they agree to take your case.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a good night, and Merry Christmas coming up, okay?
Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much. Bye, Kimberly.
Bye-bye.